But yeah, that's what's been going on. Betting on MLS. My incredible streak of losing in UFC betting continues. It's fucking unreal, dude. I'm sitting there betting, and then you get locked in this thing where you're betting like $50 a fight, and your guy walks out and gets his knee broke right away. It sucks, dude. It sucks. I'll be like, all right, I'll bet 20 on this. This guy's a favorite. I'll win like $5.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta win this. Of course, that's he fun. Gets fucking one bet. Punched. Yeah. Get up, dude. It's the worst sport. It's the worst sport in the world to watch when your guy's gonna lose. From the walk in to the last. It's from the walk in. You can be like, oh fuck, I picked the wrong guy. Because half the time I've never seen these people fight on these undercards. They're all nobodies.
Yeah.
And then your guy just walks out, and the other guy's just yoked. Just starts fucking up, dude. Oh, this is the guy, dude. This is the one I was talking to. I was on the phone with Matt for this one. Fuck, who was it? There was this black dude from England. He's a kickboxer. Kaysan? Fuck, I forget his name. Dikazi.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy looks like the fucking man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're putting him up against like just some fucking stumble bum from like Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah, exactly.
Turns out the guy walks out and they're like, oh yeah, he's like the preeminent teacher in Thai boxing. He comes out, dude. He looked like Bane. He walked out. They're like, this is like his second UFC fight. I'm like, Dikazi's got to win this. Dikazi was like a heavy favorite. This guy was a robot. He threw the hardest leg kicks and body kicks I've ever seen in my life.
Fuck.
Just mercilessly pounded Dikazi.
Dude, if we're start to finish fighting the third world,
he was teaching
TV.
Him, dude. He was teaching him. He was coaching him. He was coaching Dikazi during the fight.
Holy
shit. Dikazi would throw a punch and he'd be like, all right, that was decent. And then throw like the meanest combo you've ever seen. Like painful.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, Dikazi, come on.
I mean, dude, the UFC is a Hunger
Keep
Games.
Your hands up.
It was crazy.
Yeah. That's Hunger Games for the third world.
Really?
You get to have like, oh, here's a British guy. Everyone knows him. But you can't bet on it like football where like, you know, you can follow like the whatever. You can follow like the Washington All Lives Matters and be like, you're like, all right, I know that guy. I've watched him in college. If you're in UFC, you know this guy from Britain. Like, I've seen him fight a couple of times. And you're like, oh, and here comes a child soldier from the Armenian conflict.
Yes.
And you're just like, this could go one of two ways. So they pull
it always goes the same way
out of fucking
nowhere. If you're from one of the stands,
you're
a motherfucker.
True.
Especially if it's a stand that's not a country.
Yeah.
Like a Dagestan. Yeah. Or a Kurdistan or some made up stand.
You live in a disputed territory.
If you are,
I think China owns where I live, but I'm not sure.
Everyone from Chechnya, or like, if you see like one of those countries like Georgia,
yeah,
pick them, dude. They're coming out and they're the meanest dudes of all time.
But then they can escape like third world poverty by coming and just beating the fuck out of some dude from England.
Yeah. And then you hear, occasionally you get tricked by it. Sometimes they have like a Georgian flag or something like that, but they were raised and born in England.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can trick you with that. Fake. In a post-fight interview, they have like a British accent. You're like, oh, no wonder he fucking lost.
Where do the scouts go? Scouts go to like Dagestan and they just like watch a boy
like
murder?
I think
murder.
They like see someone. It's always like somebody showed Dana White like a cell phone video of a guy kicking someone in the head and he was like, call him up.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
At the UFC, at the one on Wednesday, they literally said some kid showed Dana White a video of some guy kickboxing, and he was like, oh, we got to sign him.
Yeah, and then he brought him in, and he fucked people up.
He got lost. No,
oh, wait, which one was that guy?
Not the black guy from Wednesday. I can't remember his name, but he lost.
Yeah, black guys let me down this week.
Did they really?
Normally, that's like a UFC rule. Black versus white, bet black.
Yeah.
White versus Asian, bet white.
True.
Asian versus black, Asian.
Wow.
That's a tricky one. I had it figured out for a while. But then the Asians started letting me down. They started getting rocked. Girl fights, if it's China, pick her. She's a robot. She's a steroided out robot. They're like the Soviet Union now. They're just sending athletes that are just roided out of their minds.
We need a new Rocky. We need Rocky to fight the communist regime and win.
True.
Be tight, dude.
But China, I don't think they have any male fighters.
Really?
Not really.
Nah.
So they let their women do the dirty
work?
That'd
be awesome, though, if we sent, like, Platinum Mike Perry over to China. Have you ever seen this guy? He's a retarded guy. He's a Uyghur. Yeah. He's an absolute Uyghur. He won his last fight at his post-fight interview. Was like, what's up with taxes?
Oh, fuck.
He won a fight and then immediately got on the mic and was like, we got to fucking stop taxes, dude. This is bullshit. Then he just got in a fight at a restaurant in Florida for any scream the N-word.
Did he?
Yeah, of course he did.
He broke it. He smashed the emergency glass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, I meant to call 911, not yell the N-word.
There was no remorse, dude. He socked the geezer was standing outside. He was like, if you touch me, I will send you to a different fucking planet. Like, it was... Platinum, he's my guy.
He's a grandfathered in white guy for saying the N-word.
He's allowed, yeah,
he's allowed dude, to. For yeah. sure.
Dicho soy hombre que llega